This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Apple is developing personal robots for your home. Microsoft may have finally made quantum computing useful. And who exactly is YouTube's multicam Coachella stream for? It's Friday, April 5th, and this is Engadget News. Apple is still on the hunt for the next revolutionary product to help it remain dominant in the market and to serve as new sources of revenue after abandoning its plans to develop an electric vehicle of its own. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, one of the areas the company is exploring is personal robotics. It reportedly started looking into robots and electric vehicles at the same time, with the hopes of developing a machine that doesn't need human intervention. While Apple's robotics projects are still in the very early stages, Bloomberg said it had already started working on a mobile robot that can follow users around their home and had already developed a tabletop device that uses a robot to move a screen around. The idea behind the latter is to have a machine that can mimic head movements and can lock onto a single person in a group, presumably for a better video call experience. Since these robots are supposed to be able to move on their own, the company is also looking into the use of algorithms for navigation. Based on the report, Apple's Home Devices Group is in charge of their development, and at least one engineer who worked on its scrapped EV initiative has joined the team. Robots, however, aren't like phones in the sense that people these days need them in their lives. Apple is apparently worried about whether people would pay top dollar for the robots it has in mind, and executives still can't get to an agreement on whether the company should keep working on these projects. The dream of quantum computing has always been exciting. What if we could build a machine working at the quantum level that could tackle complex calculations exponentially faster than a computer limited by classical physics? But despite seeing IBM, Google, and others announce iterative quantum computing hardware, they're still not being used for any practical purposes. That might change with yesterday's announcement from Microsoft and Quantinuum, who say they've developed the most error-free quantum computing system yet. While classical computers and electronics rely on binary bits as their basic unit of information, they can be either on or off, quantum computers work with qubits, which can exist in a superposition of two states at the same time. The trouble with qubits is that they're prone to error, which is the main reason today's quantum computers, known as noisy intermediate scale quantum or NISQ computers, are just used for research and experimentation. Microsoft's solution was to group physical qubits into virtual qubits, which allows it to apply error diagnostics and correction without destroying them, and run it all over Quantinuum's hardware. The result was an error rate that was 800 times better than relying on physical qubits alone. Microsoft claims it was able to run more than 14,000 experiments without any errors. Researchers will be able to get a taste of Microsoft's reliable quantum computing via Azure Quantum Elements in the next few months, where it will be available as a private preview. The goal is to push even further to level 3 quantum supercomputing, which will theoretically be able to tackle incredibly complex issues like climate change and exotic drug research. It's unclear how long it will take to actually reach that point, but for now, at least we're moving one step closer towards practical quantum computing.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
YouTube is hyping its exclusive Coachella streaming coverage, which starts next week. The headlining feature is the platform's multi-view experience, already familiar to sports fans, for the two-weekend festival. Our question from this announcement is, who wants to watch several different artists' sets at the same time when you can only listen to one? The multi-view experience will let you watch up to 4 stages simultaneously, letting you pick which one you want to hear. Exactly how multi-view works for March Madness, NFL games, or any other sporting event. Here's how YouTube pitches the feature. 2 of your favorite bands playing on different stages at the same time? No problem. Multi-view will have you and your friends covered to catch both sets at the same time via the YouTube app on TV at no additional cost. Now, maybe I'm of the wrong generation and have too long of an attention span, but who wants to watch an artist set without hearing it? And that's what will happen to the 3 stages that you aren't listening to. Wouldn't it be better to watch the one you're hearing and then catch up on the others on demand when you can listen to them as well? You know, a sports multi-view makes sense because there are scores to track and timeouts, halftimes, and blowouts to divert your attention to another game. You don't need to hear an NBA game to keep an eye on the ball. It's primarily a visual experience. The audio is secondary. But music, even when played live with all the light shows, fog machines, and dancing accompanying it, is still an auditory experience first and foremost. If multiple artists you like play at once, you still can't and would not want to hear more than one simultaneously. In YouTube's multi-view, you pick one stage to hear and the rest to watch them sing and dance on mute in a little box alongside 2 other muted performances? Yay? I mean, it sounds like a solution looking for a problem. YouTube applying its existing tech, which to be fair works very well with sports, to a music festival. Never mind that it doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, between sets, YouTube will stream special editorial content from the artists on site. Each day after the night's final set, YouTube's Coachella channel will repeat that day's sets until the live stream returns the next day. And that sounds like a better way to catch up on the sets that you didn't see live. The event takes place April 12th to 14th and April 19th to 21st. And you can tune in to YouTube's Coachella channel to watch. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Devendra Hardiwar, contributors Will Shanklin and Mariella Moon, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.